Hey, Trevor?
Yes.
Okay, it's Amy. Give me just a second to get my agent on the phone, okay?
The only
Okay.
I can't accept anything over the...
Let's see. You're going to hear a recording, but I'm here. Give me just a minute. Okay. Very strange. What's going on here?
I'm still here.
Okay. Hold on just a second. I don't understand.
Yep, take your time.
Let's see. What's going on here? That should have worked. And... Okay, that's not working. Okay, I don't know why it's not letting me do this three-way call. I'm going to have to try a different way. Hold on, let me see if I can get him in this way. Let me just try a different way.
Okay,
yep. Hey, Ivan.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Keenan, can you hear Ivan?
Yes.
Ivan, can you hear Keenan?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, cool. So we're in the three-way call this way. I don't know why it wouldn't let me transfer through the V2DEL system, but... So Trevor, Keenan goes by Trevor. Ivan, so Trevor has some questions additional to... the regular things like that we're doing with this LSA campaign, what else we can do to optimize it differently and do things differently than what he kind of already has going on. So I've given some of those questions over to Ivan, Trevor, and he's just going to do a top-to-bottom run-through of everything that we'll be doing differently than what you'd be able to do for yourself, okay?
Perfect.
Okay, Ivan, go ahead.
All right. Can you hear me, Trevor? Just want to make sure.
Yes, I can.
Perfect.
Awesome. Yeah. So to piggyback off what Amy was mentioning, like I said, I do just want to answer any specific questions that you have about kind of what we do here and how we would be managing your LSA account specifically moving forward. So basically the main point that comes with that is the auditing and reviewing of leads on a daily basis for your monthly spend, right? So I guess you can start by me asking you a question. Is if you have someone already dedicated to reviewing leads on a daily basis or who really manages the account for you on LSA before you signed up here with us, I kind of just want to get an idea of how things are going over there.
I manage the LSA.
Okay.
So as far as it goes, I'm usually the one monitoring the calls and rating the leads.
Gotcha. Thanks for providing that information. So the reason why I kind of started out with that as the basis for us to go off of is because I did review your account briefly before we jumped on the call here. And I noticed that there, at least for just the month of January, obviously I haven't had a chance to take too much of a deep dive into it, but I am seeing a low amount of credited leads or disputed leads within at least the month of January. So I guess my follow-up...
Yeah, they're going to be all the way through. I just kind of started monitoring them. I didn't realize... that the rating system was kind of what disputed the leads until recently. So I've kind of dedicated myself as of right now to the one that's going to review the leads and rate those. So as of right now, we haven't done many, but now that we're aware that we can do that, we plan to do that. So really the specific question I was looking for was, you know, what were you guys going to do that's different than what I can do? So I understand, you know, that we can build out the profile. We can select the services that we provide and don't provide. We can rate and kind of dispute leads and all of that good stuff. But what ways and methods do you have of optimizing LSA that we don't have?
Okay. Yeah, so the answer to that question, Trevor, is really just the automation that we can provide when it comes to LSA, right? Because like you mentioned, those are all things that you have at your disposal and you can use right to optimize your account. But you know, us being Google partners and having that direct relationship with them, especially with their number one product, which is this one LSA, is kind of what sets us apart and other companies that we already manage when it comes to LSA, right? Because we can have that direct contact with Google. You know, just as a first hand example is when it comes to disputing leads, right? And when you're trying to rate them to obtain credit. Us having that specific partnership with them, allows us to further investigate leads and obtain credit. So that's just one example, right? And then when it comes to just like daily monitoring of the ad, making sure it's always in good standing and you know, you're spending the amount of money for good leads that you want, that's where that really comes into play as well, where we can, you know, work with Google to, you know, solve any unforeseen issues or, you know, just in, you know, the grand scheme of things, just be able to completely avoid, you know, any issues with the ad on a daily basis.
Okay.
And we also have technical audits, right, that help to ensure Google isn't shadow throttling your reach due to minor compliance flags, because we're always keeping up with that. So there's a lot of things on the back end.
You know, when it comes to things like photos or, you know, website indications, things like that, just like little things that can pop up on Google's radar for them to flag it for whatever reason, you know, we're always obviously auditing those, like Amy just mentioned, to make sure we're avoiding anything like that.
Right. So what types of things, when you say the shadow throttling, I mean, what's going to make a difference on that as far as that you guys can monitor? I mean, obviously the photos that are uploaded, like we understand that they got to be, you know, can't include certain information, stuff like that. But wouldn't they give me an indication if there was a problem with anything that was uploaded?
Well, sometimes it does, but the thing is sometimes there will be a minor compliance, the flag, right, that they just, it affects your ad before you are notified. So because Google's constantly, you know, doing those checks, yes, when you're managing it on your own, you will notice, but in the meantime, while you're also an owner-operator and taking care of your customers and clients, we're already on the back end and we've already got it, because your account is getting daily maintenance. It's getting daily love. We're on top of it because that's what you're paying us for.
Okay,
so most self-managed profiles actually bleed money also by running ads during hours when the office can't actually answer, or in zip codes that are too far to be profitable. So we're going to sculpt the service area very, very specifically and stay on top of that to ensure that, you know, that scheduled data.
Yeah, we don't have that issue. We answer 24 hours and we already have the service areas dialed in. So, yeah, you know, mainly it's just what we're, the LSA for me, it's just so easy to manage, you know, like I don't really have an issue managing the LSA. It's the Google ads and stuff that are just so much more technical than the LSA, you know, so that's why, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, you know, the monthly charge is not a lot of money. I'm having a hard time finding the value add in the LSA to justify it, you know, because we have a really good performing LSA where we haven't had any, you know, flags or stuff like that in you know, the recent months, and as far as disputes go and listening to calls, you know, I'm going to have to do that, you know, regularly regardless, just to make sure that my team is, you know, doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just, it's not that I don't, you know, I definitely see the plus sides of it. I just don't know if I see enough plus on the LSA for it to make sense. You know, originally when I spoke with whoever months ago when we were talking about the LSA, you know, they kind of made it seem like there was a lot of things that you guys can do since you have that relationship with Google that I can't do. But the biggest thing is I'm not actually seeing like that you guys have, you know, different tools than what I have access to where you can optimize this in a way that I can't. You know, I just don't see what you guys can do in addition to what I'm already doing that's going to generate more leads for the money. You know, I understand the disputes. I mean, if you obviously can monitor it and save me the weight that you're costing me, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. But at the same time, if I'm going to be still listening to this call, then it's just a click of a button for me. It's kind of, you know, is there really going to be a difference between what you guys are doing and what I'm going to be doing regardless?
Well, yeah, with the disputes, absolutely there is, because, yes, you can click the button and you can dispute it that way, but when we dispute it beyond that on your behalf, we actually have our rep at Google in the Google Verified department that we're dealing with when we make that additional attempt, which is an advantage that we have as a Google Premier partner that, you know, regular humans and business owners don't have. So anybody can dispute a lead through the Google Verified by clicking that button. But when it needs dispute beyond that, if they're not giving you the credit on those, that's where we come in to take care of that.
Yeah.
So, you know, most business owners find that between running their business, answering calls, things like that, they miss about half of the credit. So our system never sleeps. What we're doing always works because we have a full-time auditor dedicated to solely getting your money back from Google, you know?
Right.
You know, and as far as like the shadow throttling goes, even successful profiles like yours, which I mean, that's amazing that you've done so well and you find it so easy to manage. I think that's part of the beauty of that type of program is that, you know, sometimes for Google, it's minor technicalities and we ensure your visibility is at 100% capacity all the time. So you're not losing out to competitors over a data mismatch or grainy photos or something small, you know, insignificant that could definitely affect it.
Right. I mean, that makes sense. I mean, all right. I mean, again, just to add, so besides the monitoring of say the calls and just checking over, you know, the data that say I have uploaded for photos,
mm-hmm.
I mean, realistically, what else are we going to do that's going to optimize this?
Well, continuing
like
to
what are we going to do that's going to make Google LSA give me more calls?
Ivan?
Real quick, I did want to jump in just to mention one thing to that we can use as a comparison. So just right off the bat for the month of January, Trevor, it looks like you have a little bit over 7,000 in spend for about 195 leads. And then comparing that to December 2025, last month, you have about 5,400 in spend for about 168 leads. So that's about a $1,700, almost $1,800 difference and almost a difference of about 30 leads. So just one thing right off the bat that could kind of hint at how we can help when it comes to optimization and bringing in more leads. Is we actually receive reports and market trends reports from our Google Verified partner over at Google, right? Where, you know, they provide us with information on things like that with how the market's going and what kind of trends are happening in terms of spend. So just as a tangible example, right, what we could do is based on the next report that we get from Google, now that we have your account under our management, you know, we can kind of dig a little bit deeper into why December had, you know, $1,700 less of spend and about 30 less phone calls compared to the month of January. And then, you know, we can, based on what feedback Google gives us, we can, you know, directly work on the account to get it over that spend that we're looking to be at.
Yeah, and I mean, it is a good point, but the thing I can already tell you, we had a winter storm with sub-zero temperatures. So the lead volume in January, you know, we had a week straight that the temperature was below zero, you know, so it's like, I already know that's where all that extra lead and spend came from, you know? So, either way though, I'm just struggling to find the value add. That's my only problem. I mean, in all these points you guys are making they are good points. I get that, you know, you have analytics, access to analytics that I don't have. You know, you guys have the team that can monitor these calls and monitor the profile 24/7. But I don't know if it's enough. Like, you're saying, okay, well, we can optimize your spend. So, you know, I'm not, say, overpaying for a lead. You know, I get that as well.
Because where the spend is at, just to give you an idea, the difference with that $1,700, you were paying $56.66 per lead, right? During that time period, which is still less than what you'd be paying us with our management fee to have all of those features.
Right, but that's, in theory, that's only if other competing competitors at that moment were paying less. You know, so who's to say that because that winter storm came and the surge of volume over that period of time, competitors weren't willing to pay more per lead, and that's why it pushed the price per lead up. I mean, what is my average lead cost, so to say, at that point? You know, if I spent, I had 190 leads at what was the spend?
$7,100.
Okay, so we just...
You know, so we're still looking at an average of, what, like $20, $26, $27 a lead.
$37, $36 a lead. I divided the 190 by the 71. Right.
Yeah, right. So 37, but that's falling pretty close to where you guys are predicting my spend anyways on average. You know, so really... Exactly. With that being said, sure, maybe I paid that $56 per lead for some of the stuff, but that also means I probably paid $26 per lead for some of the other stuff, you know? So
Right. Well, I mean, I think the long and the short of this is Trevor, is that, you know, time is going to tell, and you have to give it a shot. If you're willing to give it a shot, to let us manage it and show you what it is to do with it. You know, you're going to have to trust us a little bit here. But the beauty is like, say you do it and it all goes to hell and you absolutely hate it, right? You're like, I can't stand the way Local Splash is doing it. We have a no hostage policy here. If at any point you're like, forget it, guys. Like, I'm done with you on this. I'm going to manage LSA independently on my own completely. That's fine. We can reallocate any budget that you have spent with us to your other products with us. And, you know, we're not going to hold you hostage.
I understand that. I just was hoping that there was... Basically, what I was looking for is you to tell me something that you have that I don't have that is going to change this so drastically that it's like, it'd be silly for me not to. You know, so, you know, so, I mean, yeah, all right. So, I get where we're at. I have a better understanding of what you guys are going to do now, and it just gives me more information to make a final decision. So, I definitely appreciate getting me on the call. And going over all these concerns and these things I want to do. And I'm just going to ask, you know, give me 24 hours to make a decision, and then I'll give you a commitment or a denial. You know, I'll have an answer for you relatively fast here.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's completely fine and completely understandable. Take the time that you need to be comfortable with
it. I don't need long. I'd say just give me a day.
Yeah, and you did the same thing last time, and that's completely understandable. I personally am somebody who needs to sleep in between when I make a really, you know, big choice like that and decide. So I get that 100%. The other thing that I want to go over with you really quickly, I just had a question about before I switch subjects, are we done with the LSA conversation at the moment?
Yeah, I'm satisfied with LSA.
Okay, cool. I'm going to go ahead and let Ivan off the call, and then there's a couple of other things I want to address about our other conversations, okay?
Yep, perfect.
Okay, thanks, Ivan.
Thank you.
Okay, so one thing when I was digging into the call tracking stuff was, let me pull up that little chat space. Where did it go? Okay. Oh, this is it. Okay, cool. Okay, so one thing that they said, which they're going to listen, did you send that call recording over for us already?
No, I haven't yet.
Okay, cool. So I'll send you an email to send it to. That way they can dig into it. I'll send you my direct email. So what the question that they asked was, what phone number did you call your call tracking number from?
315, my personal cell, 315-271-4757.
Okay, that's what I thought. So that should not have affected it because we don't have that number officially in our system for you. Like, we have
right.
it on, like, a back contact card. Like, so that way it can never go public. That's, like, your personal
yeah,
number,
yeah.
you know?
Right.
So, but the
yep.
only thing that they're going to investigate it, but mostly they're saying, like, it should have been good with you tested from the 4757 number. So thank you for clarifying that for me. That way we can
yep.
just have a little more information for our investigation as to why. At this point, they're thinking that it's more or less just, like, a glitch that happened, unfortunately. But we don't
yeah,
ever want
no.
that to happen to you, you know. So
right.
thank you for letting us know that. And
yeah.
then as far, you got all my, I saw that you had responded.
Yeah.
I got all the information that you're gonna deal with your Google Ads.
Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted. Like, I know they have that, like, change thing in there where you can see all the modifications. So that's perfect. I appreciate you sending me that because it's clear as day. He touched it, wasn't supposed to. So I'll have that conversation with him.
Right. Perfect. Okay, so should we call you back around what time tomorrow?
Give me a call around 10 noon tomorrow.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah.